USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been a dramatic increase in outbreaks of COVID-19. The World Health Organization gave an update.
The pandemic is accelerating. More than 150,000 new cases of COVID-19 were reported to WHO yesterday, the most in a single day so far.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas. Florida is one of a number of states that are seeing big jumps in cases. Governor Ron DeSantis says young adults are showing positive.
Last week, the median age of all the positive tests in the state of Florida was 37.
The state has allowed bars, restaurants, and some theme parks to reopen. Since that time, the numbers have gone up dramatically. More than 3,800 new confirmed cases on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A top federal prosecutor whose office has been investigating President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he's not resigning. Jeffrey Berman's comment came not long after the Trump administration abruptly said it was replacing him. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post. But Jake Clayton has never been a prosecutor. Attorney General Bill Barr says he wants someone in that office that he trusts to handle sensitive cases. Three Major League Baseball clubs have closed their practice facilities after players and others tested positive or showed symptoms of the coronavirus. The Philadelphia Phillies say five players tested positive for COVID-19. The Toronto Blue Jays closed up their site in Dunedin, Florida, after a player showed symptoms. And the San Francisco Giants facility in Scottsdale, Arizona, was shut down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The new book by John Bolton is continuing to cause problems, and it's not even set for release until next week. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
A statement from publisher Simon & Schuster includes excerpts from the book by John Bolton, and Bolton writes that he was astonished by President Trump's actions, saying they were fueled by an obsession over his re-election prospects. Bolton adds, quote, even if it meant endangering or weakening the nation. Meantime, Bolton also argues that House Democrats committed what he calls impeachment malpractice by keeping their prosecution focused too narrowly on the president's Ukraine scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Apple is closing back down 11 stores in Arizona, Florida, and North and South Carolina after a surge of coronavirus cases. USA's John Hunt reports.
Apple said they will take the step with an abundance of caution as they closely monitor the situation and look forward to having our teams and customers back as soon as possible. The closures come as the virus continues to spread in numerous parts of the U.S., particularly states that begin loosening restrictions on movement and requirements for stores to stay closed. Arizona and Florida have both experienced rising incidence of new cases and rates of those testing positive for COVID-19. There were 268.7 new cases per 1,000 people in Arizona over the past 2 weeks, which ranks first in the country for new cases per capita.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.